Historians traditionally have focused on slavery and slaveholding plantations in the South. Archaeologists have unearthed artifacts that confirm there were slaveholding plantations in the North during the late 1700s. Cheryl LaRoche is an archaeological conservator and an American Studies graduate student at the University of Maryland. She talks about the different types of artifacts and what they mean.
At Beverwyck in New Jersey, for example, there are shackles. We have indications of beads. We have crystals at New Salem in Connecticut. So there are a variety of artifacts, some of which have the potential to be indicative of the African-American presence and of the nature of enslavement. But other places like Van Cortlandt Mansion in the Bronx, there's been very little archaeological evidence to link the documentary history of the site to the archaeological understanding of the site.
Well, the shackles would kind of remove any doubt about whether you had servants or you had slaves.
Yes, and also at this site in Beverwyck, the foundation is more like a fortification, and they would suspect that one of the structures looks more like a jail. It's really a well-fortified structure of confinement. So that part of what happens to slavery in the Northeast as a result of some of this work is that the image of slavery as a benign institution, where you often read that the Dutch were far more benevolent than the English, but we have, in Maryland in particular, compelling evidence for brutality. We have it again at Beverwyck with the shackles. So we're putting a different face on slavery in the North.
How is this not in the history books?
I think that the way history works is that there is a historical agenda that is set out. Historians begin to enter into a dialogue with one another around the thematic issues that are presented by major historians. Let's look at Beverwyck, for example, in New Jersey. The mansion would have been the focus. And if a historian were looking at the primary source records for the mansion, they may well have been interested in George Washington and his visit, rather than looking at the fact that this was a plantation.
Who stayed in the big house?
Who stayed in the big house, exactly.
We've seen big change in the South. Go to Monticello, Mount Vernon,
yes.
Other historic places in the South.
Yes.
The docents don't refer to the servants' quarters anymore, and care is taken in preserving what is there now. Is that happening in these spots you've just discussed?
Well, let's back up a little bit first, and let's talk about Mount Vernon and Monticello, because if you go there, of course...
Well, I go back to a time when they didn't mention this at all.
They didn't mention it at all. They often don't want to mention slavery in the big house itself, and so they'll talk about it outside. You know, they don't want to sort of besmirch the name of the big man in his home. And at Mount Vernon, the original slave quarters that would have reflected much more poorly on George Washington have been torn down. The way the history becomes erased and effaced is by name change, so that Le Hermitage becomes the best farm. These become landed estates. They become manor homes, and so the word plantation is removed. I think that one of the major contributions that archaeology has to offer to the historical legacy of not only African Americans but of the country is that we can then begin to come back, and although we can't reconstruct physically the sites, we can begin to lay out the landscape and give you some idea of what was present.
Cheryl LaRoche is an archaeological conservator and an American Studies graduate student at the University of Maryland.